Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're just going to talk about our event we have coming up next week. And a lot of people are like, oh, I want to come. I'm like, great. I just haven't released the details yet of the walk. The reason for that is I don't want it to be really big. I know that sounds dumb and stupid, but I can't get too big too quick, especially when you're doing events. And this is a nice, easy event. It's a nice, loving event. So how the day is going to work is like we're going to go meet at a place. We're going to probably either meet up in Uptown Charlotte or we're going to go to the beach out in Myrtle Beach. Probably north of Myrtle Beach will be out there. I might do one for both. I'm not really 100% sure. And then we're just together. There's no entry fee. There's no donations I don't need. If you want to donate, you can. If you want to buy something, you can. It's really up to you and what you feel like you want to contribute. So it's just when we first get together, we're going to do a little light, like, social. We're going to have, like, there'll be food there, there'll be snacks, there'll be juice, there'll be water, there'll be whatever you need. And you're just meeting other people with disabilities that understand what you go through. So you have people to help you out along the way if you need it, or just be there when you need someone some support. There's a lot of different ideas out there and a lot of things that appear beautiful things that people are doing. And so I want this to be one of them. I don't really want to have expectations of like how many people we get or, you know, did we blow it out this year? No, I want people there. I want the right people there. The ones that people have been looked passed on many times or looked down or degraded. I want people that want to make a difference but don't know how. I want people to come out because they are making a difference in their own way. This is comfortable for them. So we sit there, we talk to each other, we engage, and we share our stories for the first hour, hour and a half that we're there, because we got to wait till everyone gets there. We can't just start it and boom, we're off walking. Like, everyone's got to like catch up with their own way. That's why I'm going to have it start like around 10:30 in the morning. Now, with it being at 10:30 in the morning, we're allowed to really just lollygag and just do whatever we want to do. I'm going to have it run till about like 6 o'clock at night. And now you can come and go as you want. You don't have to come for a little bit, come for late, whenever. Whenever you get there, that's great. I'm not here to make sure you want to stay in line and meet everyone and do all the things Ash Friendly. And like, it's up to you. This is your life. This is not anyone else's life. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do like an advertiser or a marketer saying, you got to attend this, otherwise you're going to be whatever. I just think it's a really going to be helpful tool for people to see and people to interact with so they can get a better understanding of what Ash Friendly is and also the Ash Friendly community. They can see what real struggle is. They can see what real pain is. They can see it for their eyes. They can hear it. And you can also taste it sometimes, because when somebody is struggling, a lot of the things that they do, if they make pizza, if they make pancakes, it's not going to taste as good because they're not putting the right amount of love in it. They're not putting the right amount of time. And they're too bogged down in their own brain of like, oh, my life's over. So a lot of negativity. But when you get somebody who's Ash Friendly and they're growing to that being and they're becoming this loving, empathy, sympathy, compassion, that pizza will taste a lot different. Then the feeling you get from that will be something you may or may not have ever experienced. I know it's just a piece of pizza, but it happens. It's a beautiful thing we're trying to create, and it's open to everybody. And the one thing that I love about it is that everyone's bringing their own ideas in, and they're creating like this feeling. And some people are dressing up, some people are dressing costumes, some people are just, you know, wearing whatever the clothes they feel like. Some people are coming for a relationship. So as we're building this community, we are really just building ideas and building people up and allowing them to find their own place in their own space. We're giving them a chance to be themselves. And you don't really get that from many companies nowadays, to be yourself. They all just want you to look a certain way, act a certain way, be basic. Whatever it is they want you to be, they will tell you what to be. We just want people to be more understanding, more lenient, and more forgiving. People make mistakes. They don't need to be held accountable forever for it. That was their worst time in their life, and that's a bad decision they make, but they need forgiveness. They need understanding about not doing it again. And we need to repent for their actions. Simple things, but just no one wants to give them a chance. But I say it as always, just because some people got caught doesn't mean you are better because you didn't get caught. There's no difference. Just give people time and they will show you who they truly are. And that's what we want to do. We give people time. We give people space. And then they can be, finally become the person that they want to be or want the world to see. And I want them to share that with everyone so other people can feel what they feel on a day-to-day basis. Knowing in the back of their mind, I've got a safe place. I have a safe community. I have friends. I know how to navigate better in the world. I am there, baby. I am there. That feeling that you get of being accepted and liked and having a way out of just being you to get by. Not ever having to go back into evil thoughts and evil ways to make money just to get a piece of steak or just to get a ham sandwich. I don't have to go rob Paul over here or steal from somebody or kill someone for anything. I don't need that because I have a place where I can get food. I have a place where I can get shelter. I may have a place where I can maybe get a job and just to like establish myself and to build myself up. That's a beautiful thing. So these little things in life that we give back into our community is just one lovely thing of Ash Friendly. There's a lot of things in this world that we're doing that are nice. And everywhere we go, we tell them, man, I commend you guys for doing that. How you guys navigate the world and see other things. And how do you make money off people that don't make any money and don't have any, but offer a need and a want that's there for everybody. Right, man. It's just because the people that are part of Ash Friendly don't really ask for a lot. Our satisfaction, our adrenaline rush that a lot of people get when they play with slot machines or go and ruin people's dreams or destroy like the environment. They get great kick out because they're making so much money. We get that same feeling through empathy, sympathy, and compassion about giving people an opportunity, allowing them to be themselves, allowing them to open up spaces for other people, being safe, protecting the community around us, making sure that everyone in the city of Charlotte or in the state of North Carolina is going to get water, food, and shelter every single day they enter the state. And knowing that. And how we all got there together is we just were ourselves. And so when they go home, and then whether they're just bagging groceries, they're working in a plant, or they're just working as a social worker, they know that they're making a difference. It doesn't matter anymore about I need to go and create this or that. I need to have a mask. No, you just need to be yourselves and allow people to be very sympathetic towards each other, have more passion, understand them one each other, and respect each other's boundaries. That's it. And that's a beautiful way of life. And that's a beautiful paradise that I want to live in. And it's just all these little baby steps to getting us there. And this is one of them. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you love yourself, love the people around you every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.